T-Mobile. T-W Mobile. T-W-K-J-4-W-Z-M Mobile.
How you doing this afternoon?
How are you?
Just left sharpshooters over there on Rutherford Road, went and, to the shooting range with a couple guys for a little bit, and it was pretty fun.
I am headed towards Greenville right now myself.
Opposite way, I'm headed toward Spartanburg, more kind of, you know, right off the 290 past Duncan area.
Oh. Now,
been through there a time or two. Did you just pass, I guess, did you pass the river down through there?
Yeah, I'm kind of really close to the river right now, about to cross it.
I've been through there before, but I heard there's a place right there on the river where they do tubing, and they've opened up some sort of, like, beer garden or, like, craft beer place there now, too. So they do tubing and craft beer.
I heard about that.
Yeah, right off the top of my head what the name was, but it's you can't miss it. You can see the building right there on the river when you cross the bridge.
You take a spill, and it crosses the river a whole bunch of different places.
Right there, I think it's the one that crosses right at the county line.
County line, actually. I'm about to cross one of the bridges. There's another one on another road, Thomasville, I think it is. And there's another one over there on 186. And that is right where my my shop is located for my work. And they definitely don't have a beer garden or anything like that. But they own their property right by the bridge.
Technically, you can kind of bear off to the left past the Greenville Pickens Speedway, back off of 123, and that kind of takes you back toward Berea, Sansucci area, and that's right where the crossing I'm thinking of is.
Yeah, I'm not near there.
All right, I heard Dacusville, and that's just where my mind went to.
There's actually, I just went through, like, this, what you could call, like, downtown Dacusville, where they had the elementary school, the fire department, and all that kind of stuff there. There's not a whole lot to Dacusville, but it's on 186, halfway between Dickens and Marietta.
Well, I am less familiar with that side of town than I am, like, the Greer and northern Greenville County part, so I apologize if my directions are a little bit on the fuzzy side.
Look it up sometime. There's another place near Dacusville also that does axe throwing. It's called the Twisted Axe. I've been there before.
I haven't been to that one, but they have one over at the old Taylor's Mill. I think it's called Blue Ox Axe Throwing. We went and did that one weekend, and it was pretty fun once you get the hang of it. It took about 10 or 15 minutes to really get into, you know, the swing of it. But once you do, it's pretty addicting.
Once you get into the swing of it, ha ha, very punny.
That one by you, but apparently not.
Towards the Philo Center, I guess it's now called the Bomb Support Wellness Arena. That's where I'm going.
Philo Center to me, I think that Philo got their money's worth when they paid for the naming rights of that thing first time around, because even when they changed it, everybody kept calling it the Philo Center. I guess it's not doing them any good anymore, though, since Philo doesn't exist.
I think the name outlives the business. Yep, I always think of it as the Philo Center myself. That's where I'm going right now.
Philo Center and I guess it's the TD Convention Center now, will always be the Palmetto Expo Center to me.
Some things you can't change the name on. Just like Heritage Park in Simpsonville.
I had to check in to Heritage Park because I guess now that all the COVID stuff's dying down, they'll be doing the summer outdoor concerts again this year pretty regularly. And I missed out on a lot of good concerts. They do $20 general admission, and they had, I think, ZZ Top last year and a couple other pretty through there. $20 isn't bad for a good concert.
I've actually never been there for a concert. I've always been working. trying to get time off has been difficult for me for the longest time. I've stayed way too busy for my own good. I've missed out on a lot of that kind of stuff, but I need to do that sometime.
And it's very easy to stay too busy. That's why you said Heritage Park, that reminded me of that. If I'm not careful myself, I'll do the exact same thing. I'll stay really busy and just totally miss stuff and be like, oh man, I didn't even realize that was going on.
I'm actually at work myself right now, headed down to go pull all the dirt out of the Bible Center. They had that monster truck jam thingy there with all the monster trucks. And we brought all the dirt in, now we're taking all the dirt back out.
What does it take to fill the floor up in that place for the monster truck jam? It's going to take y'all to move it in.
Truck's running and we were pulling the dirt out of Reed's scrapyard on 186 near Pickens. It took us, I think we got started at 7 a.m. is when I dropped the first load in there. I was the first one in there. Left down here at about 6:15, 6:30, something like that. Got down there at 7. And then we finished up at around, I think it was 4 o'clock.
Love you. I'm wondering, do they have like a door big enough that you can drive like the dump trucks and stuff in? I'm guessing if they have monster trucks in there, they do.
Medium. Yep, they sure do. They have a door that's just barely big enough. You got about 3 inches on either side of your mirror at most. That's about it. So you have to be spot on when you back in there. There's not a lot of room.
Did you have to let any air out of your tires to make the clearance?
I'm definitely tall enough. They just narrow.
Mirrors in and good luck. You've been doing for a while. You've been driving large trucks for a good while.
18 wheelers. I've only been doing dump trucks since November, but for almost 2 years I did 18 wheelers. I've been driving commercial vehicles for two full years now, though.
Kind of similar, and he actually made a similar transition. He started out driving tanker trucks delivering fuel. And he's moved on. He's working for a grading company now, so he does more dump trucks and trailers, flatbeds, hauling like dozers and stuff like that, heavy equipment.
Opposite, going from the grading side of things to doing tankers.
Definitely a lot of call out there for people to drive tankers. He said that everywhere he knew that did it was always looking to hire people.
I just got my hazmat put on my license. I have hazmat, tanker, double and triple trailers, and also my TWIC card.
The double trailer pretty hard to get. I know it seems like it would be to me. Seems like a lot of skill involved in doing that.
You actually don't have to do a hands-on test for that. It's a written test. But you have to know how to do it, because all the questions are involving on how to drive that stuff, how to hook it up, properly disconnect everything properly, how to troubleshoot when something is not working right, and a bunch of stuff like that. So you have to know how to do it or you won't pass the test.
Did you have any hands-on before you took the test, or did you just have to do the studying in the book?
I just did the studying part. I watched some videos on how to do it, but for the most part, I just studied for it.
Glad you did that. That's a whole lot of certifications under your belt.
A whole lot of good, too.
First of all, there, I was coming back to the office about a week ago, and I saw an Old Dominion truck that tried to cross a railroad crossing. And the railroad crossing was at a really kind of steep angle, had a big drop down on the other side, and he got his trailer high-centered about a third of the way back, got stuck on the railroad crossing.
I've seen a lot of videos on how that ends, lots of them, and it's never pretty unless they can get the railroad to stop before they reach the truck.
We don't know if they got a hold of the railroad. It was pretty close to the inland port, so I don't know if they got them to stop or he just got lucky, but they got about 3 tow trucks and 20 guys out there, and took them about 45 minutes or an hour once they got it hooked up to get him loose, but they finally got him out of there. Jerkswiz will be giving him grief for the next year or two, probably. I'm sure you got a new nickname by now, too, probably.
Definitely. I don't think he would have lost his license for that, because that's not technically a collision or anything, but I'm sure that the people he works for weren't too pleased with him, that's for certain.
I'm betting he'll avoid any railroad crossings that he's not 100% sure of from now on. Lesson learned, I would say.
Before WVM, yeah, that's not one of those mistakes that people want to make more than once, that's for sure.
I mean, yeah, experience does tend to be the best teacher. I don't think I caught your name earlier.
My call again is Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike.
I'll try to remember that next time I talk to you. I've heard you on the repeater a couple times, but I've never been in a position to come back. Usually, I'll have my radio on during the week while I'm driving around at work, but I end up being on the phone half the time, unfortunately.
I'm also net control on Friday nights as well as the first Sunday night of each month.
I don't get to check in on Friday nights too much. I'm usually out, but I have heard you on Sunday nights on occasion now that you mention it. Control.
I think I started picking it up every now and then about 3 years ago. I did it just a few times during the past 10 years, but it's really been inside the past 3 years that I picked it up, and then I picked up Friday nights more than a year, probably almost 2 years ago.
Turnout on the net has been pretty good most nights, at least that I've been listening. I think most nights they hit the 50 mark at the very least.
Friday night I had 57, and the last Friday night before that I had 61.
I think it was Wednesday night when Gary was running the net, and I caught the very last little bit. He called for last check-ins, and I got to be number 50, as he says, I won the door prize.
Good. Have you ever thought about doing net control?
At this point, but, I'm not going to say no, possibly in the future. I've just, with work and everything, I haven't had as much time to put into radio as I would like. Right now, I'm just trying to, in the next couple weeks, study as hard as I can so I can pass my extra before the fee change goes in, and it costs an extra $35 April 19th.
I'm aware of that. I'm going to have to study real quick and get my extra. I have my general already. There's a fee change coming up.
For a while, but they had not announced the date yet, and then last Monday they came out with a bulletin about it and said that the date would be April 19th for implementation, and at that point you will have to pay a $35 fee for any license application or upgrade and any vanity call sign application. Congress passed a law, I don't know if it was last year or the year before, and it requires that, like, all government agencies, I don't know exactly how to say, they have to show that they're basically breaking even or whatever on, you know, services they offer, and there's a minimum fee that they require all agencies to charge, which I think was $35 for any service they offer to the public, and FCC is having to go along with it just like all the other agencies are.
To go get my extra then. If you could give the date to me one last time, you said it was April 19th?
April, this coming month, and I know the club typically does their testing monthly on the third Saturday, which happens to be April 19th. So I'm not 100% sure. I guess it depends on how they do it. If it's sent in online, I don't know if it has to be before April 19th or if it actually April 19th is the last day. I'd have to research more into it and see. But I know there's a lot of different places you can do online testing and some other stuff between now and then. I posted it on the Facebook page, too, just so everybody would know, because it kind of slipped up on me. I had kind of forgotten about it. I figured it would be a long time out since they hadn't announced anything, and then it was just all of a sudden, boom, hey, it's going to be another 3 or 4 weeks, and then this thing is a done deal. It's the third Saturday. Would get in before the deadline, hopefully. So I don't know what I'm at. I know there's a testing session, I think not next Tuesday, but the Tuesday after at the Spartanburg Amateur Radio Club. And like I said, there's other online opportunities. I think I'm going to try to take an online test next week. That way, if I don't manage to pass it, I can have another week or two to study and give it one more try. Go home and start shoveling information into my brain rapidly. We'll see if I can fling mine. I had no plans of getting mine anytime soon, but I'm not one to pay any more than I have to when it comes to fees, so I'll try to dodge that one. And you're certain it's the 19th, correct? It's not the 16th. That's the third Saturday. The 19th, and I posted on the Club Repeater Facebook page the ARRL bulletin on it. If you wanted to read that, I'm sure it has more information than what I've been able to give you.
I'll definitely look into that.
To you, I'm about to pull into the driveway here at my destination, and I will hopefully see you a little bit later on the repeater, or if not that, on the net, and I'll say 7-3 to you. This is W4CTW. I'll be clear on your final.
4CTW, KJ4WZM. You have a good one.